This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. His face has been everywhere since the election, but President-elect Barack Obama has limited the number of times he takes questions. One exception came last night on 60 Minutes, the CBS News program. Obama spoke about national security, the nation's deep economic troubles, and adjusting to life as the next president of the United States. For part of the interview, he was joined by future First Lady Michelle Obama, who says that in some ways, reality has not sunk in. Here's NPR's Don Gagne.
The issues that dominated the campaign are dominating President-elect Obama's transition to the presidency. On national security, he's now receiving daily intelligence briefings on potential threats. In the interview with CBS correspondent Steve Croft, he spoke of the need to be especially vigilant now.
I think it's important to get a national security team in place because transition periods are potentially times of vulnerability to terrorist attack. We want to make sure that there is as seamless a transition on national security as possible.
On the economy, the magnitude of the challenge has been compared to what Franklin Roosevelt faced when he became president 75 years ago.
What you see in FDR that I hope my team can emulate is not always getting it right, but projecting a sense of confidence and a willingness to try things and experiment in order to get people working again. And I think that that's what the American people expect. They're not expecting miracles.
The president-elect also said that the average American knows that the president can't just snap his fingers and make everything okay, but that they do say this.
What we do expect is that the guy's going to be straight with us. We do expect that he's going to be working really hard for us. We do expect that he's going to be thinking about ordinary Americans and not just the wealthy and the powerful. And we do expect that if something doesn't work, that they're going to try something else until they find something that does. And, that's the kind of common sense approach that I want to take when I take office.
The interview also included discussion of the personal, of how one prepares to take on the weight of the presidency, particularly during perilous times for the economy, coupled with involvement in two wars overseas. Obama told CBS's Croft he's turned to the writings of President Abraham Lincoln.
There's a wisdom there and a humility about his approach to government, even before he was president, that I just find very helpful.
Put a lot of his political enemies in his cabinet.
He did.
Is that something you're considering?
Well, I tell you what, I find him a very wise man.
As for when we'll start to get the names of cabinet nominees, the president-elect would only say soon. He was joined by his wife, Michelle, for a portion of the program last night.
There's still some things we're not adjusted to.
Like what?
Like,
what do you want? What are
me
you
not being
to?
Able to take a walk.
Oh, well, you know.
No, those are things that...
walk as much as he does, so I guess I don't miss it.
Yeah, I mean,
you want to go for a walk?
I do. I'd love to take you for a walk, although it's cold today. But
yeah, I wouldn't go with you.
I know.
Then, a bit more seriously...
I mean, the loss of anonymity, and this is not a complaint. Mm-hmm. This is part of what you sign up for, but... being able to just wander around the neighborhood. I can't go to my old barber shop now. I've got to have my barber come to some undisclosed location to cut my hair. the small routines of life that keep you connected, I think some of those are being lost. One of the challenges I think that we're going to be wrestling with is how to stay pretty normal.
President-elect Barack Obama on CBS's 60 Minutes last night. Today, his schedule in Chicago includes his first post-election meeting with the man he defeated for the presidency, Senator John McCain. Don Gagne, NPR News.